Welcome to Voices in Between, the podcast with international voices on education and diversity. This is Christoph Knoblauch meeting educational experts and discussing perspectives in between ideas of true and false. So, hello everybody, this is another episode of our podcast on diversity and resilience, and we are in Berlin today with Mrs. Ögücü and Mr. Siebenhühner, who are focusing on a certain part of diversity, which is religious diversity, and they are specializing in religious diversity in schools, and they developed a so-called Wahlpflichtkurs Interreligiöse Bildung, which probably translates as interreligious education in schools. Could you please tell us about the background of this class?
The class, in the class are 15 students, and the students are mostly from East Germany, and they are 19 years till 49 years old. And the students want to be in the future educators, so they want to work in kindergarten and in youth clubs, for example. So they work with little children and with youth.
All right. Yeah. Why do you think that interreligious education is something educators should think about?
Well, we're living in a diverse society, and a lot of people just haven't realized it yet. And for instance, also the people who educate the people haven't realized that. So having a course which deals with interreligious education should prepare the future generations for exact these topics, so people can handle pluralism in a society, but in a like very harmonical way.
Thank you. Well, having this context, what are the key issues of the class interreligious education?
The main key issues are we, I think.
That's good to know.
Because we are from different, we are different persons. Ms. Ögücü is religion.
Well, I studied science of religion, yeah. And it's always really hard to put it like in an active word in English. In German, you say Religionswissenschaftlerin. Mm-hmm. In English, you could say scientist of religion. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think maybe it should be scholar of religion, but...
Which is mostly about comparative religion, like looking at different religions from different angles, right?
Yeah, how I put it, it's more like putting it like... looking at religion as a phenomenon, mm-hmm. And from this point on, you could say, okay, comparative, but also you just, for instance, I dealt a lot with ritual theory. It's like, let's say, the syntax of religions, right. You know?
And... Yeah. I'm a Protestant teacher, I'm a Protestant Christ, and we teach this class, and I think the class have different views on religion, and I think we can motivate them to work with religion, because we show that religion is not a construct which depress persons. It could be something which give reason in your life or hope in your life, and yeah.
So preparing educators for a role in a religiously diverse context,
yes,
afterwards,
yes,
in schools or in kindergartens.
Yeah.
Which concept does the class follow? Do you have certain steps or certain themes?
Mm-hmm. We have main we have three themes, I think. The first is that the students get an attitude to a religion. It was there was in our course World Cafe, and in this World Cafe we get to know each other as religious persons or not religious persons. And the second step in this course, or the second topic, was that the students entry religious spaces. We visited mosques, a synagogue, and some other things like Buddhist temples. And the last step in this course is that that the students create an interreligious day in a kindergarten, and this will start this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the day in the kindergarten will be held on the 1st of November.
Yeah.
So, like, there's like this beginning where of the course, where we all got together, got to know each other, then they had to decide whether they're taking the class or not. And from there on, like all the steps he just told us. And so it's very interactive. And yeah, like I just said, on the 1st of November, it will be practiced, the concept.
Yes.
So during the class, can you think of certain moments or dialogues or happenings which were especially interesting to you?
I told that the students are mostly from East Germany, and East Germany is a part in the world where no religion is. And so the students are not religious, and they get into a new topic of their life. And when we show the religions and interreligious things in Berlin, one student said that all is one soup. And I was shocked because of this, because the student didn't make a difference between the religions and the motivations of religions to make peace in the world, or to how to live with each other.
To clarify this a little bit for our Indian students especially, the former East German part of Germany was not very religious. Religion was not on the daily agenda, and it was politically, not well received, let's put it like this. So people who grew up there usually didn't have any religious education before.
Yeah.
So this is not like a completely new thing to them, but it might not feel very comfortable.
No. Well, I think we must say that, of course, there is still and was like a big resistance culture, like coming from the Protestant cultures in East Germany. So, of course, there were religious spheres and you could have a religious life there. But the majority of the people, if you're not born into a religious family, you would actually have nothing to do with religion.
Yeah. So if you think about this, the change for people who grew up in East Germany to such a complex, religiously diverse society we have now must be a lot bigger than to somebody who grew up in West Germany,
yes.
In one of the big cities, which had always a lot of immigration anyways, like Stuttgart, for example, where we have a huge Muslim community.
But the students say in our group that we are tolerant. Yeah, everyone who wants to believe in something, he could believe in something. It's equal what he makes in his life. And I think this is no tolerance. We need reflected tolerance in our life and in our society. And this is not enough to say, everyone could live how he wants to live.
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting point. And sometimes the two terms tolerance and acceptance are used here in order to show this paradigm, basically. So tolerance is rather a passive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to tolerate somebody could mean that I'm part of the majority, but I'm okay with something that somebody else does, but I'm not really realizing what the other persons do. So acceptance could be described as another step where I actively encourage myself to see and feel what others believe, for example.
Definitely.
So maybe acceptance might be the word we're looking for.
Mm. Yeah, I also think so. But still, I think the notion on reflecting, like reflecting tolerance, I think it's a nice step in between, like tolerance,
absolutely,
reflecting tolerance, and acceptance. And then pluralism.
So you visited different religious places in Berlin. What did the students tell you about this event afterwards?
Most of the time they actually, like, you see, they send us these postcards.
Correct.
And of course we also talked about their experiences on the religious sites or spaces. But most of the pupil, they actually describe it as that they really felt well while being on the site, and were actually kind of excited in the end and really did like this part of the course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's called SOL, self-organized learning.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, the postcards are right in front of me, so I'm going to describe them shortly. Many pictures of students in different places, like a Buddhist temple or a mosque, and they wrote short or rather long letters, although it's very big postcards actually, with experiences they had in these places. So it's very encouraging, and it's actually about meeting other places, and by meeting other places, meeting people from another religion. So it's not so much learning about another religion, but actually meeting somebody and experiencing this person and by this his or her religion.
I think they don't have to learn the religion from new, because they are old enough. And in Berlin and in Brandenburg, where the students are from, is in the primary school and gymnasium,
high school.
they learn there enough about the different religions, and we think that they have to get in contact with the religions and the religious persons. Yeah.
So contact as a main issue, as a main theme in interreligious education. Mrs. Öcü, Mr. Sübenhühner, thank you very much for this interview. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for listening. Looking forward to meet you back on Voices in Between.